It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Here, let me say it backwards for you.
I'm fat.
Satan.
And Chad P.
Pornography music. Waka chicka waka waka waka. That kind of
dude,
stuff.
I like that song. Don't be hating on
do,
that song.
Do you like that?
Class is in.
Rock School, good afternoon. My name is Joe Burns. To my immediate right,
Chad P.
And we are broadcasting from the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University, where I am a professor,
yep.
And Chad
is
works.
Not.
And not a professor. And he is a former student. And you know how I can be an absolute jerk to people who don't sing the lyrics correctly?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I mean, I'm just, if you're in a car and we're listening and you're singing, first of all, you're bothering me.
Yeah.
Because I want to listen to the music. And you're singing, and you turn your head to the left as if you're looking out the car window because you don't know the lyrics, and you begin to mumble, he's got a sugar-fried honey buns, you know, and you don't really know the lyrics. And today is the show for you.
Why is that?
Instrumentals. Nothing
no
but instrumentals. No lyrics to worry
about.
There are
no lyrics. You can't screw them up.
I'll tell you where this came from. I was watching the television show My Name is Earl.
Oh, yeah, good show.
And the first song we're going to play played in the background, and I heard this, and the guy's going, if you've not heard the song, it's Hocus Pocus by Focus, and I'm listening to it, and I'm sort of, you ever had one of those brain freezes where you could not come up with the song to save your life?
Happens every day.
Went nuts. Actually went into all these different sort of NBC blogs. What is the name of that song?
Then usually what I do is Google the word lyric, comma, and then...
No lyric! It took me 3 days because they actually have a section on the NBC website that says, here are the songs we used in the television show. The problem was the show aired, and it wasn't until 72 hours later that somebody actually asked the question, what was the song that was in the background? And I'm listening to this, and it's in my head, and I know I had heard it before, and the thing was, there's a bit of a flute in it. So my wife went, it's Jethro Tull. I said, no, it's not Tull. It's not Tull. See, I'm cool. I can call him Tull.
Mm-hmm.
When you're cool, you know Jethro Tull. This is back from 1971 from the album Moving Ways. It's all from this flautist named Leish Van Leer.
Yeah.
Often mistaken for Jethro Tull because heavily keyboard. No, just call him Lear. Heavy keyboard, heavy yodeling, heavy gurgling, heavy gibberish, no lyrics, and basically put you into a trance. You ready?
Yep.
Instrumentals all day. Hocus Pocus by Focus on Rock School. There you go. The Dutch. They're Dutch. The Hocus Pocus by Focus. I absolutely love it.
I thought you said there weren't any lyrics in there.
There aren't any lyrics.
Well, I heard lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
That's all, folks.
Those are lyrics? Sounds like the end of a Looney Tunes cartoon. This is instrumentals.
You probably,
but you'd have to figure out how to do it. I think there's a silent K in there somewhere.
Yeah,
so
the K is silent.
This is the next song we're going to play on this here Instrumentals Rock School show is for David. I don't know what David's last name is. I just met him last week.
Oh, the bluegrass host?
Right, the bluegrass host here.
David Perricone.
And David, I'm telling you what, I knew him for a grand total of, 30 seconds before he began to lay into me show we did last year on shred guitarists.
Yeah, yeah.
He said to me, I missed a guitarist, Joe Satriani. And I looked at him and I said, well, I didn't put Joe Satriani in the shred guitarists show because I didn't think Joe Satriani was fast enough.
Whoa.
And his eyes got big as if I had called his mother ugly. So, David, Here's a Joe Satriani song for you. This is called Summer Song. This is back from 1992. This is from the album The Extremist. And if you're all a Joe Satriani fan, you've got the album The Extremist. I want you to listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Inside of this, Chad goes on and on about what is with you and all these adjectives, you guitarists.
Oh, here we go.
When the chorus comes in, it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a theme that plays the whole way through the song. It's hard to miss. He's using something called a wah pedal. And it's hard to miss because a single note will play, but the note will go wah. And he's using this thing called a pedal. And it's called a pedal because your foot sits on it and you rock it back and forth. As you push the pedal forward, what happens is the pedal opens up the higher frequencies. As you pull the pedal backwards, it opens up the lower frequencies. The whole concept of the pedal is to basically make the note equal what the mouth does when you go wow, wow. And it was nicknamed a wah-wah pedal. When it's used correctly, and this guy does use it correctly, a lot of people just know it from 1970s bad, I don't know how else to say it, pornography music. Waka chicka waka 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 chicka chicka waka, that kind of
dude,
stuff.
Dude, I like that song. Don't be hating on that
song. Do you like that? Mm-hmm. Joe Satriani really uses it correctly. He makes each one of the notes almost cry. Wow, wow, when it goes. Right. We've also played a guitarist named Steve Vai.
Yeah,
Steve Vai's mastered it to the point where he actually has people yell out from the audience certain words. Like if he's in Detroit, he'll try to make his guitar say Detroit rocks by using the wah pedal. Detroit rocks. I mean, you got to use a little imagination for it. So,
was that pretty much the same thing that Peter Frampton uses?
No, he's using a Heil, H-E-I-L, a Heil talk box,
okay,
sometimes called a Vox box.
Okay.
And if you want, I'll bring some songs in that have that, and I'll explain to you how that puppy works. But for now, this is called a wah pedal. Jimi Hendrix used it to death. So if you're wondering how he gets the sound, how he makes it sound like a voice, almost like a baby crying, that's how he does it. This is the Summer Song. Joe Satriani on Rock School. Than he was. Absolutely should have been bigger.
Well, I bet there's some slam dancing going on at the Perricone residence right now. That was for you, David.
There you go. No, he should have been bigger. He really should. Satch, that's his nickname, should have been bigger.
That's
but what
we
happened
call him
was,
here
well, that's the nickname. But what should have happened was he should have come out with yet another album. But after The Extremist, Joe Satriani, what happened was he left and joined Deep Purple for a while.
Why?
So instead of, well, why? It was Deep Purple. I got to tell you, what if Deep Purple called my name? You know, I'd drop everything. You know, but you have a son. Yes, but it's Deep Purple. Look, it's John Lord and Deep Purple. How about I run over there?
Yeah.
Let's talk about another guitarist.
Who's that?
I'm not going to play just guitar pieces, but I want to do a guitar piece from today, and then I want to back up a little bit back to the 1960s. We're going to talk about Stevie Ray Vaughan right now.
One of my all-time favorites.
And I'm going to tell you more about the sound that the guy gets. We just talked about the wah pedal.
Mm-hmm.
People who like Stevie Ray Vaughan think they can go out, buy a Stratocaster guitar. He plays a Stratocaster instrument, and think you plug it in, you know, you put the pickup closest to the neck. You know, Stratocasters have three pickups.
Right.
Put the pickup closest to the neck, and I'm just going to take off. Why doesn't it sound like Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Because you're not Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That, and
Chevy Chase.
You're not, yeah, and you're not.
And you're not.
That, and a couple other things. Number one, Stevie Ray Vaughan was about the strongest guy in the block. Most people put strings on that are gauge, what they call 09s. They're like little tiny wires. This guy used to put the thickest strings on you could.
Okay.
That's why when he plucked, instead of it going ding, it went bonk. It had that nice, open, thick thing. You know how
when you're talking about thick, okay? Now I know
thick string.
I know the top string on a guitar is thicker
than the bottom
than
string.
The bottom string.
Think of it this way.
Did he fill the guitar with nothing but thick?
Yeah, he filled the guitar. He bought a set of strings that was the thickest you can possibly get.
Okay.
So think about your drums. You play a small drum, it goes dink.
Yeah.
You hit a bigger drum, it goes donk.
Yeah.
Right. He put thicker strings on it, so even when he struck the top string, it had a bass to it.
Okay.
Furthermore, he had the pickups pulled out. And when pickups are pulled out, you'll notice there's a lot of wire wrapped around the bottom of them. He had additional wire wrapped around it to give it a more bassy, earthy tone. Furthermore, he wouldn't play out of today's amplifiers. He would only play out of amplifiers from the 1960s. So the only way you could equal this guy's sound was to equal his equipment.
But see, don't you have to know exactly what you're doing if you're going to go in and perform surgery on your guitar?
I've done it once.
You know, if I were doing something like that, I would look like the Mad Hatter on Alice in Wonderland, you know, putting butter and jam in the watch, and I would just be like, hey, this may sound good, and I would blow something up.
I took my guitar, I took my Gibson, I turned it over, I pulled it out, I popped all the wiring out, and I bought my little soldering iron, I put the whole thing together, and it didn't work, and after 3 hours, I finally packed it up, I took it to Dr. Ted's downtown, and I said, Fix
it.
This. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan, a redo of a Lonnie Mack tune. It was called Chicken Pickin' when Lonnie Mack did it. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan's version. Scuttlebutt on Rock School.
That's why you can't be him.
Yeah, he's clean. He's clean. He's clean. He's clean. He's clean. He's clean. That's the thing. Every note rings true. SRV, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Completely agree.
We got to take 1 minute. We'll be back right after this.
Programming on KSLU is underwritten in part by Home Theater Etc. With the Super Bowl right around the corner, Home Theater Etc. has various brands of flat panel displays, including Pioneer Elite, Sharp, LG, Sony, and many others. You can even inquire about special home theater projectors that display a 120-inch screen. Home Theater Etc. is located at West Morris Street across from Florida Parish's Bank. The telephone number is area code 985-340-7777. Home Theater Etc., a proud supporter of 90.9 FM KSLU.
Rock School, as we talk about instrumentals for an hour. Now, I don't want to stay on guitar for the entire hour, but we just played beautiful work by Joe Satriani, played some beautiful work by Stevie Ray Vaughan, but
good
I want
stuff,
to run all the way back to 1960. Now, a lot of people think that the Ventures had the original hit with Walk, Don't Run.
Okay.
And by the way, it's Walk hyphen don't run.
Well, you don't say the hyphen.
No, you don't. But if you write it as walk, comma, don't run, you get some comedy with Cary Grant from 1966, which drove me crazy on the web trying to actually govern this stuff out. The two guys that make up the Ventures are Don Wilson and Bob Bogle. They were masonry workers. They were bricklayers that knew how to play these guitars. They played these big, giant, hollow-body guitars that just sounded wonderful, playing through these beautiful Fender reverb amplifiers, and everybody seems to know this stuff. Everybody seems to know the sound that these got out. It's sort of the beginning of surf rock. Now, later in the hour, we're going to play something by Dick Dale, which really started the sound of surf rock. But if you're looking for where did it come from and where did the guitar really become a lead instrument, it's really hard to sort of touch and say that's where it began, but it would be hard not to include the Ventures in it. And this is one of the very first instrumentals that really featured the instrument and said, this is rock and roll guitar. And by the way, the Ventures will go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008. You might want to ask your dad if he has any Ventures LPs, the old vinyls laying around, because their LPs were always known for very scantily, slightly dressed girls, normally painted gold. I don't know why.
Why would my dad have that?
I have no idea. My dad did. They were on the album cover, so they can't be all bad. Here's Walk, Don't Run, Ventures on Rock School. Not bad for a couple of bricklayers from Tacoma, Washington,
dude, I can
huh?
So hear the surfer tune,
isn't it?
It really sounds like you say it.
That's
sounds.
Right. You can hear the beginning of it. You always get into this fight with people who are music nuts like you and me. Where did it start? Who did it first? Who did this? Who did that? And seldom can you lick your finger and touch
put
right where it began.
It, right.
Yeah, it's just kind of rough.
It sounds a lot like, are you familiar with that movie with Tom Hanks where he plays the...
That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do, the
record.
Yeah,
adore it.
That sound is throughout the whole movie.
That's right, because he's playing that beautiful open body Rickenbacker Gretsch-esque guitar from the 1960s. Yeah, too many adjectives. Okay, let's get away from the guitar.
Okay.
Let's allow a keyboard to take the... I'm going to picking up my notes so Chad can't see it. This guy has played with Rolling Stones, Little Richard, Ray Charles, George Harrison, Elton John, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Sam Cooke, Tommy Curtis, Sammy Davis Jr., Sly Stone, Aretha Franklin, Jackson 5, Quincy Jones, Richie Sambora, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he's one of only two people to be on a Beatles album, to be given credit on a Beatles album that was not a Beatle. Number one, the one person that was on a Beatles album was called Tony Sheridan. He was one of the guys that played with the Beatles when they were in Hamburg, Germany.
Okay.
This guy played the Hammond B3 organ when the Beatles sang Get Back. He, at the time, had a huge afro, big smile guy. He's a handsome man. The song's called Space Race.
Is it Billy Preston?
Yes, it is Billy Preston. Hit the button.
You gave me 400. Hints.
Hey!
Should have got it.
Beautiful! That's Billy Preston, who left us in 2006,
died of
kidney disease.
Hear that sound?
Yeah, it's a Moog synthesizer.
It reminds me of PBS.
What?
It reminds me of, PBS, like a learning show coming on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, that was actually, at Space Race, was actually one of the instrumentals that was used for, what's the Dick Clark show? And in the 1970s, it's got a good beat, I Can Dance to It, out of Philadelphia. American Bandstand.
Okay.
It was used. So what you heard actually was heard by Dick Clark.
Sweet.
And so it was actually used that way.
Nice.
Man, we are way past half past.
Three minutes.
Let's pitch the website to you.
All right.
KSLU.org. Go there. On the right-hand side, Rock School.
Rock School.
Click on it. Pictures of us, pictures of the bands we were in, lots of information, me in a red bow tie, us with Santa Claus, past episodes, good
contact
stuff.
Contact information, everything.
A way to get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to wait for that, you just want to go to the email and tell me to play more Joe Satriani.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Where do I go?
KSLU Rock School at gmail.com. KSLU Rock School at gmail.com. It's a long name, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it really is. Now, the next one, the one that the stump is going to be on, is Booker T and the MGs. Booker T, the keyboardist. Booker T is a man who plays a Hammond organ, Hammond B3 organ. MGs, the backup band, they together made up the Stax Record House Band.
Yeah.
And you have a stump for me. Yeah.
I do. Okay. One member of Booker T and the MGs shares a name with a popular Disney character. Do you know who
The bassist. Yeah, the guy that always smokes the pipe.
What's his name?
Donald Duck Dunn.
Donald Duck Dunn.
Donald Duck Dunn,
Very nice.
And the guitarist, Steve Cropper. The two of them were in the Blues Brothers band.
That's right.
There you go. It's Green Onion as we do instrumentals on Rock School.
Everywhere.
Dunn. Well, they probably allow it to go out there. They probably, a lot of people don't allow songs to go out, or they make the residual money so expensive that they disallow the song to go out, and they probably allow this one to go out.
Man,
whoever
I've heard
owns
this thing
the
everywhere,
whoever owns the residuals, probably.
Just all over the place.
You know where the title came from?
Green Onions.
Yeah, according to Steve Cropper, the group sat around. They had the piece.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little riff. And they sat around and just sort of said, let's just come up with something as funky as we can. It has to be two words. Mailbox. No. Teeter-totter. No. Green onion. Oh, that's good. So it means nothing to the actual song. ELO. This is a song that most people know about 8 seconds of it. And the reason they know 8 seconds of it is because it was used as the opening for CBS Sports Spectacular back in the 1980s. Everybody knows this little section in the midst of it that's a 12-string guitar that goes da-da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That's about all people know of it, but they've never heard the whole thing. This is called Fire on High. It's from the 1975 album Face the Music, which is real interesting because it's got an electric chair on the cover, which I love. It also contains a backwards message. Remember in 1975 part of the 1980s, supposedly if you played the records backward and destroyed your needle, and by the way, I have a show prepared on that.
You promised me we wouldn't get into all these messages.
I know, I'm going to do it. I just haven't gotten time to get into the digital studio upstairs
I get spoofed real easily, man. Like, I can't be dealing with all this.
It's pure and adulterated horse manure, but... It's an actual message. It says, if you play it backwards, it says, the music is reversible, but time is not turned back, turn back, turn back. And then it's followed by Handel's Messiah, turned back around as well.
Okay.
So it's a shot at these people who are being concerned about back masking.
Quick question.
Sure.
If you and I sit down and write a song,
and
we get it produced and everything, and I know ahead of time that I want, hey, let's put a backwards message in it.
Yeah.
How in the world would we do that?
Oh, it's real easy. And when we do the show on back masking,
I'll
explain it to you.
Okay.
Nothing to it. Here's ELO, Fire on High. Here, let me say it backwards for you.
Everything on fire.
Satan.
Yeah.
you go. Jeff Lynne and ELO on Rock School and the Fire on High.
I'm cool with that part, but the very beginning, I was getting a little spoofed.
Did that get you a little creeped out, was it? Really? Well, I can't. Now I got to do the Backwards Message show just to absolutely, make your skin crawl just a little bit.
You can do it by yourself.
No, it's fun. It really is, because none of it's really true. It's only come to court once with Judas Priest. Apparently, I'm trying to think of what the song was up top of my head, but apparently it said, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And I'm trying to think of how old they were. I'm really doing this off the top of my head. They took a shotgun, and one killed themselves, and one killed himself, and the other one wasn't successful but died at a later date. And Judas Priest was brought up on charges of backmasking.
Wow.
And they admitted that in one song they actually had backmasked, but not the song that that these young gentlemen were. We're listening to.
Okay. Later show for a later date.
Later show for a later date. We'll be back in 1 minute on Rock School.
Programming on KSLU is underwritten in part by Home Theater Etc. With the Super Bowl right around the corner, Home Theater Etc. has various brands of flat panel displays, including Pioneer Elite, Sharp, LG, Sony, and many others. You can even inquire about special home theater projectors that display a 120-inch screen. Home Theater Etc. is located at West Morris Street across from Florida Parish's Bank. The telephone number is area code 985-340-7777. Home Theater Etc., a proud supporter of 90.9 FM KSLU.
I gotta tell you what, I'm a little let down.
Why?
I'm looking over all of these great songs. We're not gonna get to half of them.
Well, that happens every week.
Yeah, I know, but these are really good tunes. Do you know who Leo Fender is? You should know who Leo Fender is.
Heard the name.
Yeah, Fender guitars, Fender amplifiers. There's this guy named Dick Dale and his Deltones. Now, most people know Dick Dale as the man who created the surf guitar piece that opened Pulp Fiction.
Uh-huh.
Remember when Honey Bunny and I can't think of what the woman's name was, we're all going to be three little Fonzies. They decide to rob the diner.
Yeah.
And, okay. It is, if any of you move. Now, that piece of music is called Mirsalu. I've also heard it pronounced other ways, but I've always, the one that always rises to the top is Mirsalu.
Mirsalu's fine.
It's a Greek song. It's been done by all kinds of different people. But this Dick Dale and his Deltones has become really popular off of that nationwide. But he's been known for the longest time. Leo Fender loved the guy because he was brutal. Right. When he played, he took amplifiers and he did what he could to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of amplifier manufacturers, running from him, Leo Fender went to him and kept taking him amplifiers. See what you can do with this. See what you can do with this. And it was finally, it was Leo Fender's invention that Dick Dale couldn't destroy. It was the Fender 100-watt amp with reverb. The Fender Twin with reverb that Dick Dale couldn't destroy. And in California, it was that basically put that Fender amplifier on the map. He couldn't blow it up. Huh. He took every knob and turned it to 12. forget 11. Turned it to 12 and basically blew the thing out. You know how everybody knows that Jimi Hendrix took a right-handed guitar and turned it left and restrung it backwards?
Yeah.
Dick Dale did the same thing. He was left-handed, couldn't afford the left-handed instrument, took the right-handed guitar and turned it over. Known for extreme speed with the right hand and basically invented that speed picking surf guitar. So here's Mirsalu.
Why not?
This is Dick Dale and the Deltones, instrumentals on Rock School. We'll be right back. Dick Dale, Deltones, Mir Salu.
Yeah, you can't.
That's
you can't listen to this without thinking of Pulp Fiction.
And you know what's so hard about that song? I can play it, and what's so darn hard about that is it's up one string. That da 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 da. That weird note up at the top. It's flat, just a little bit way up at the top. That's all on the bass string. It's not across the strings. You don't keep your hand in a single position.
You just keep climbing,
climbing, and it is so hard to overshoot it. You
like
know,
the poor little yodeling man on The Price is Right.
To overshoot that puppy. When you think of a funk R&B band, a band that was picked up to support Eric Clapton during his comeback concert in 1993, a band that had a hit with Pick Up the Pieces and had other hits with Cut the Cake, just a band that is known for pure straightforward funk, where are they from?
Just a little average white band.
Yeah, average white band. They're from Scotland.
Scotland?
What? Are you kidding me? Scotland? These guys, Scotland? Yeah, they really are from Scotland. They have one piece of tragedy, which I kind of find it's kind of interesting. Onnie McIntosh, the two guys that started it, Onnie McIntosh and Alan Gorey, the two guys that started it, both of them overdosed on heroin at the exact same time.
Wow.
They were both backstage. They did the same heroin together, which is probably why they overdosed. The heroin was too pure. McIntosh died. He was vocals and guitar. Alan Gorey was kept alive by, of all people, Cher.
Oh, wow.
Cher, as in Sonny and Cher. Cher kept him at least conscious until the medics arrived. However, McIntosh passed away at the time. But the band soldiered on and soon had their first really big hit in the United States. Pick Up the Pieces on Rock School. AWB, the average white band out of Scotland.
From Scotland.
Lovely Scotland, where everything is just beautiful. I've been to Scotland. Absolutely beautiful. I'm from Scotland. My entire family comes out of Scotland. Yeah, my father is positive that we Burnses are direct descendants from Robert Burns. You can tell because of all the poetry that comes out of me week after week. We're done. Yeah, we're done. We are absolutely done. We got time for one more shot. And I got to tell you, I'm really sorry. We have some more great music, but we're going to finish on one.
It's always better to over-prepare.
Yeah, we got one more to go. This is by Santo and Johnny. And it's called Sleepwalk, and you said off-air.
Yeah.
This song kills you
when
you watch the movie. Lou Diamond Phillips, when he's playing...
Richie Valens.
Yeah, Richie Valens. This is right before the plane takes off, is it?
No, this is after the plane crashes, and the disc jockey comes on the air and says, "We interrupt this news program, they passed away." And then he goes, "And now... a selection in memory of the deceased," or something like that.
And they play Sleepwalk.
And this is
by Santo and Johnny.
And then you see all the reactions of his family, his
crying,
brother, his girlfriend. They show the funeral procession, and I'm telling you, it just gets me.
Tears you apart. Santo and Johnny are actually Santo and Johnny Farina. They had one slight follow-up hit with Teardrop, and they left the United States when they couldn't get a third hit. Had a few more hits in Italy and were inducted into the Steel Guitar Hall of Fame in 2002 because when that thing goes...
At the end?
Yeah, that's a steel guitar. They also got Brian Setzer his only Grammy. He redid Sleepwalk with the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Cool.
So that's going to do it. We will be back one more time next week, but for the instrumental show, we are done. My name is Joe Burns.
Chad P.
Okay, and class is dismissed.